Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt. DSI.biz is his website, Development Specialist, Inc. Bill, thanks again for being here. When we went to the break, folks, I said something about that my ideas should be, I should be able to say them, and I should be, and they should be respected, and yours too. And of course, what Bill and I were discussing was not that you would respect my ideas, but respect my right to have those ideas. And that is what I meant to say, and that is the essence of free speech, isn't it, Bill?
It is absolutely the essence.
Yeah.
I mean, I may not like what you're going to say, but I will defend to the death your right to
there
say.
There you go. How many times we have to say that? Folks, we have to get back to that. And Bill, we're losing that, and what bothers me, and they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing, as we shift into the to the political arena, this I'm worried that the freedom of speech, the erosion of the freedom of speech, as you and I just described it, is filtering into this presidential election. What do you think?
I think it's filtering into everything, but I also think that the debate is as lively as it's ever been. And I think, Jim, it's tough in the middle of this to stop somewhere and say, hey, we're losing our freedom of speech. Let's talk about 3 or 4 years from now. I suspect that people are going to, there's a lot of argument, there's a lot of vitriol, but there's a lot of speech going on. And mm-hmm. I think what's going to happen is people are going to decide that this was a crucible period, not unlike 1968.
Yeah.
But that, but that people did debate the issues, and we're probably better for it.
So
I'm an optimist. I see that city on the hill that Reagan always did,
Yeah. You are a Democrat. You're involved in Democrat politics, have been for a long time. How is
yes,
Joe
sir.
Biden right now?
He's fine. I talk to him, every so often, I talk to a lot of the other folks. He's fine. I think the two of them are 4 years apart in age. They both had mm-hmm. a long career on the public stage for various different reasons, but they're both fine.
How do you think the debates will go?
Well, I think they'll be fine. I think that Biden try and stay on script, and Trump's job is to get him off script to show that he's gaffe prone, which frankly Joe is. He's not been the world's greatest public speaker since he was a kid. I've known him since just as he took the Senate floor,
mm-hmm.
God, 40 years ago. I've known him a long time. But I think there'll be interesting debates. They will certainly be riveting, and
you
the
think they
will?
Do you think they will have the? How much do you think they will influence the election?
Not much. Unless somebody does, the Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford thing where Poland isn't free or makes that kind mm-hmm. of a gaffe, the answer is I don't think they're going to. I mean, I think people are already forming their opinion. And in this particular case, because Trump is running for a second term, it is, as it always is, some kind of election, if you will, a referendum on mm-hmm. the incumbent. And so people are focusing on that.
Will Trump enjoy any kind of incumbent advantage?
I thought he would. I think he has frittered a good bit of that away. Now, how mm-hmm. can he salvage it? Well, I mean, if the third quarter economy, as he has suggested, is truly sort of a V recovery with a skyrocket, and people start mm-hmm. feeling a lot better about their wallets, their pocketbooks, and their businesses, then I think things are backing up for grabs territory again. Right now, I think the public is deeply concerned. The news every day is grimmer and grimmer, and that's just not something you want to have if you're the incumbent.
Mm-hmm. Do you think part of the issue with Trump right now is the fact that he doesn't really have anybody to play against? When you got a really highly organized team that wants to go, that goes to the court to play a team that kind of doesn't show up. I mean, he doesn't have. Biden's not putting much stuff out there. I mean, it's almost like they don't know who to play against. And I think when Biden has to come out and be more and give more speeches and be more in the public, I think things will even out a little bit more. Then, what do you think?
You know, that's very possible. I think that Joe is gaffe-prone and Trump is counting on it. But Biden's an accomplished politician. He's done this a long time. The real problem that the Trump is having, using your analogy, is that he showed up at the gym to play the game, but most of the rest of the town is over at somebody's house that's burning down. He can't get their attention back. That's the problem.
That's a good point. Hey, quickly, I need you to tell us who the vice presidential nominee is going to be on the Democrat side. Who's Joe going to pick?
I still think it's going to be Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, or perhaps Tammy Duckworth from Illinois.
It's going to be Tammy. Somebody named Tammy, he says, folks.
Yep.
He's
movie all over again.
A big leap there. Hey, Bill, good job today as well. Come back soon. Thank you again for 21 great years.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our favorites. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.